Brilliance Audio presents Brilliance by Marcus Seki, performed by Luke Daniels. The radio host had said there was a war coming, said it like he was looking forward to it, and Cooper, coatless and chilly in the desert evening, was thinking that the radio man was an asshole. He'd chased Vasquez for 9 days now. Someone had warned the programmer just before Cooper got to the Boston walk-up, a brick rectangle where the only light had been a window onto an air shaft and the glowing red eyes of power indicators on computers and routers and surge protectors. The desk chair had been against the far wall as if someone had leaped out of it, and steam still rose from an abandoned bowl of ramen. Vasquez had run, and Cooper had followed. He'd gotten a hit on a forged credit card in Cleveland. 2 days later, a security camera tagged Vasquez renting a car in Knoxville. Nothing for a while. Then he'd picked up the trail briefly in Missouri. Then nothing again. Then a near miss this morning in a tiny Arkansas town called Hope. The last 12 hours had been tense, everyone seeing the Mexican border looming large, and beyond it, the wide world into which someone like Vasquez could vanish. But with each move the abnorm made, Cooper got better at predicting the next. Like peeling away layers of tissue paper to reveal the object beneath, a vague form began to resolve into the pattern that defined his target. Alex Vasquez, 23, 5'8", a face you wouldn't notice and a mind that could see the logic of computer programs unfolding in 3 dimensions, who didn't so much write code as transcribe it, who had waltzed through MIT's graduate program at age 15. Vasquez had a talent of wondrous power, the kind they used to say happened only once a generation. They didn't say that anymore. The bar was in the first floor of a small hotel on the outskirts of San Antonio. Cooper made himself a bet as he walked in. Neon signs for Scheinerbach, smoke-stained drop ceiling, jukebox in the corner, pool table with worn felt, chalkboard with specials. Female bartender, a blonde showing dark roots. The specials turned out to be on a dry erase board, and the bartendress was a redhead. Cooper smiled. About half the tables were occupied, mostly men, but a few women too. The tabletops held plastic pitchers and cigarette packs and cell phones. The music was too loud, some country rock act he didn't know. "Normal was good enough for my granddaddy. Normal's all I want to be. Normal men built the USA. Normal men taught me how to play." Cooper pulled out a high-backed stool, sat down, tapped out the beat on the bar with his fingertips. He'd heard once that the essence of country music was 3 chords and the truth. Well, the 3 chords part still stands.
"What can I get you, hon?"
The roots of her red hair were dark. "Just coffee." He glanced sideways. "And get her another bud, would you? She's about done with that one." The woman on the stool beside him was peeling the label off her long neck. The knuckles of her right hand brightened for a moment, and her t-shirt tightened at the shoulders.
"Thanks, but no."
"Don't worry." Cooper flashed a wide smile. "I'm not hitting on you. Just had a good day. Thought I'd share the mood." She hesitated, then nodded, the motion catching light on a slender gold necklace.
"Thanks."
"No trouble." They went back to looking straight ahead. A row of bottles lined the back of the bar, and behind them, faded snapshots had been tacked up in a collage. A lot of smiling strangers hanging on each other, holding up beer bottles, all of them seeming to be having a great time. He wondered how old the photos were, how many of the people in them still drank here, how their lives had changed, which had died. Photographs were a funny thing. They were out of date the moment they were taken, and a single photograph rarely revealed much of anything. But put a series together, and patterns emerged. Some were obvious: haircuts, weight gained or lost, fashion trends. Others required a particular kind of eyes to see.